Welcome to the deep dive, where we cut through the noise and get straight to the impactful insights. If you're navigating the B2B marketing landscape, you know the mid-funnel isn't just a stage. It's often the crucible where potential transforms into, well, actual pipeline.
That's a great way to put it.
The crucible. Today, we're taking a deep dive into how mid-funnel, or MOFU, campaigns are dramatically evolving for 2025.
Yeah, big changes happening.
Our mission, to sort of distill the critical trends, the challenges, and yeah, the opportunities in nurturing your prospects. We want to arm you with a shortcut to being not just well-informed, but truly ready to adapt your strategies for what's coming next.
And this focus on the mid-funnel is more critical than ever, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Precisely because it's where leads get qualified, relationships start to solidify, and sales opportunities are, you know, truly made or broken. Today's buying journey is anything but linear. It really demands a sophisticated blend of, well, new technologies and a fresh look at some pretty persistent challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be uncovering how this essential phase is being reshaped right now.
All right, let's unpack this then. The overarching theme for 2025 seems pretty clear. B2B marketing demands, well, aggressive adaptation.
Aggressive is right.
We're talking about strategically embracing AI-driven automation, really elevating your thought leadership, and profoundly leveraging platforms like, say, LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And when we talk about AI, it's no longer some futuristic concept. It's rapidly becoming the cost of entry, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. The data just reflects this monumental shift.
Mm-hmm.
Like half of B2B marketing leaders are already integrating AI in some way.
Half already? Wow.
Yeah. And a striking 3/4 are poised to adopt generative AI for business promotion very soon. This isn't about just dabbling anymore.
Yeah.
It's about embedding AI into core growth strategies. For instance, a significant number of B2B companies are already using generative AI just to supercharge content production.
Right, freeing up teams.
Exactly, freeing up teams for higher value tasks.
Yeah.
Across the U.S., a majority of B2B marketers have woven AI-enabled chatbots into their demand generation efforts.
Okay, so what's the real engine behind this rapid adoption? It's not just about the shiny new tech, is it? Or is it?
Not entirely, no. The primary drivers are pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
Boosting productivity, that's a big one, 76% cite that.
Okay.
And significantly improving customer engagement, about half mention that. And the ROI, it's becoming tangible.
Tangible how?
Well, we're seeing chatbots deliver a notable like 10 to 20% increase in lead generation for about a quarter of US B2B marketers.
That's not insignificant.
Not at all. But it's not solely about efficiency either. It's becoming a competitive weapon.
Right.
Over a third of companies are now leveraging generative AI specifically to outpace their rivals.
Yeah.
You know, launch truly innovative campaigns.
That's powerful stuff. So for listeners who might still be maybe piloting AI or looking to scale up, what's the smartest way to approach this without getting, you know, completely overwhelmed?
Yeah, that's key. Don't try to boil the ocean. Don't attempt a complete overhaul all at once. Think strategically.
Okay.
Identify one specific mid-funnel area, say automating personalized follow-up sequences maybe, or hyper-segmenting your audience based on real-time intent signals.
Got it. Start small.
Exactly. Run a focused pilot, rigorously track its performance, and then use that precise data to inform and scale your broader efforts. This test and learn mindset isn't just cautious, it's probably the fastest path to unlocking AI's true personalization and efficiency potential within your MOFU strategy.
That sounds like a very practical roadmap, but here's the fascinating flip side to this AI surge,
yeah.
this differentiation dilemma. If everyone's now armed with AI, aren't we just going to drown in a sea of perfectly optimized yet utterly forgettable content? That's the real challenge. Right?
Precisely. It's a compelling paradox, isn't it? While over half of B2B marketers are prioritizing AI-powered automation,
mm-hmm.
almost half also admit their content still struggles to stand out. Just doesn't cut through.
So AI isn't the magic bullet for differentiation?
Apparently not on its own. It suggests AI brings speed, maybe scale, but not necessarily a unique voice or inherent trust. In fact, most B2B marketers, something like 2/3, have only medium or even low trust in purely AI-generated content.
Interesting. So there's skepticism.
Definitely. Cautious optimism, maybe.
Uh-huh.
The savviest marketers seem to be using AI to streamline those foundational tasks like research, personalization, maybe initial content drafts.
Right, the heavy lifting.
But they're doubling down on the human insight, a distinct brand voice, and deep subject matter expertise to ensure their content is credible and, importantly, truly memorable.
So how do we make sure our AI-powered efforts don't just add to the noise, but genuinely cut through it? How do you listening do that?
Well, the real competitive edge here isn't just using AI, I think. It's in developing a kind of proprietary AI brand filter.
Okay, an AI brand filter. Tell me more.
It means crafting really clearly defined guidelines for voice, tone, perspective that your human editors rigorously apply to all AI-generated content.
The human layer.
Exactly. It ensures everything you publish sounds unmistakably you, avoids that generic AI speak that's becoming so prevalent, right?
Yeah, you can spot it sometimes.
And it reinforces the human expertise behind it. Your subject matter experts, your human editors, they must always have the final say. They add that layer of nuanced authority AI just can't replicate alone. At least not yet.
That's a critical distinction. And this whole drive for authenticity, it naturally leads us to the broader question of what kind of content is actually resonating in the mid-funnel right now. It feels like B2B brands are moving away from those, you know, generic gated PDFs towards something far more substantial.
They absolutely are. The focus is shifting squarely onto elevating thought leadership.
Thought leadership. Okay.
The numbers back this up. Over half of B2B marketers are planning to significantly ramp up their production of, like, blog posts and authoritative articles.
So more substance.
Exactly. This isn't just about generating more content. It's about shaping the conversations that matter in your industry. In an era where buyers are increasingly skeptical, self-educating.
Right, doing their own research.
Truly authoritative content. Offering clear points of view, concrete guidance, that's your most powerful differentiator. It builds trust.
So for listeners looking to become that indispensable resource, what's the secret sauce? How do you craft thought leadership that truly commands attention and drives that MOFU engagement?
You've got to move beyond generic commentary. Invest in research-backed original content. Stuff that presents a compelling, maybe even a provocative perspective.
Stand for something.
Right. Invite your internal subject matter experts, your SMEs, to share their unique insights on industry trends. Publish proprietary data you've collected, if you have it. Or showcase in-depth case studies that reveal maybe unconventional success strategies.
Real-world examples.
Yeah. This positions your business as a genuine authority. It turns mid-funnel engagement into tangible pipeline momentum because you're seen as an essential guide, not just another vendor trying to sell something.
Okay, that makes sense. Let's pivot slightly to some, well, evergreen powerhouses. Email and marketing automation. They're still incredibly potent for nurturing prospects, right?
Oh, definitely.
But the data suggests many marketers are leaving significant potential on the table here. While a good chunk, like 55%, use emails for direct sales.
Mm-hmm.
Far fewer, only 44%, leverage them for broader lifecycle marketing objectives. What's going on there?
That's the crucial gap, I think. Lifecycle marketing isn't just pushing for a quick sale. It's about nurturing prospects throughout their entire, often quite extended, journey with highly tailored content.
The long game.
Exactly. And the truth is, a substantial number, 41% of B2B businesses, they admit they're not fully capitalizing on their marketing automation systems.
41%, that's huge.
It represents a massive untapped opportunity to create these deeply personalized, targeted experiences that could dramatically enhance mid-funnel engagement, guiding prospects more seamlessly toward conversion.
So beyond basic segmentation, how can you listening truly maximize your email and automation for deeper mid-funnel impact? What's the next level?
It's time to move beyond just basic demographic or, you know, firmographic segmentation. You need to leverage real-time behavioral data.
Like what they're clicking on.
Yeah, what they're clicking, what pages they visit, how long they stay, intent signals, engagement patterns. Use all that to identify micro-segments.
Micro-segments, okay.
For instance, if a prospect repeatedly revisits your competitor comparison page, don't send them a generic product demo invite.
Right.
Trigger a personalized outreach, specifically addressing your differentiating factors compared to that competitor. Use automation to deliver dynamic content that adapts based on their previous interactions.
So the content changes based on behavior.
Ideally, yes. You're turning data into immediate, hyper-relevant action and showing you truly understand their evolving needs, not just blasting everyone with the same message.
Okay, hyper-relevance. That connects nicely to our next point, LinkedIn. Here's where it really gets strategic, maybe.
I think so.
It feels like it's no longer just for top-of-funnel lead gen. This platform is rapidly becoming a burgeoning powerhouse for mid-funnel strategies, too.
It really is.
Especially with buying committees expanding and decision cycles stretching longer, B2B brands need channels that foster genuine trust and, you know, deep professional engagement.
That's absolutely right. LinkedIn's ad revenues are on this accelerated growth trajectory. They're projected to hit over $5 billion next year.
Wow, $5
billion. Yeah, with B2B display ads making up the lion's share of that. This isn't just growth, it sort of cements LinkedIn's status as the default ecosystem, where professionals actively seek solutions, share expertise, and crucially, evaluate vendors.
So they're checking you out there.
Definitely. For mid-funnel, it's a critical platform where marketers can build stronger relationships and guide prospects through that essential consideration phase. It's where your buyers are going to validate their choices.
So how do we leverage this growing MOFU influence beyond just, you know, sponsoring posts? What else can we do there?
You got to move beyond just basic impressions or clicks. Experiment with LinkedIn's more interactive ad formats. Think conversation ads, document ads.
Conversation ads, how do they work?
They sort of initiate a message thread, allowing for back and forth. Document ads let you share content directly in the feed for download. These aren't just ads, they're designed to encourage dialogue, foster content downloads, drive real interaction.
More engagement.
Exactly. And pair these with hyper-tailored audience segments. Maybe target specific roles within a buying committee who've engaged with your earlier content, for example. Ensure your messaging precisely supports each stage of their journey.
Tailor to the role.
Yeah, for maximum relevance and influence, think about creating a mini conversation tailored to their exact pain point right there in their feed.
Interesting. Okay, so all these diverse channels, sophisticated content types, it brings us to a major challenge, bridging those omni-channel gaps.
The classic problem.
Yeah. Many organizations still struggle to create true continuity for buyers moving between, say, the website, email, LinkedIn, sales calls. It's a shocking statistic that only 27% of senior marketers believe their omni-channel journeys are genuinely well-aligned.
Only 27%. And this disconnect isn't just some internal inefficiency. It actively frustrates potential buyers.
Makes them drop out.
Absolutely. It leaks valuable leads mid-funnel. To truly rise above this, marketers need to, discard that channel-centric thinking and adopt a holistic, customer-first approach.
Easier said than done sometimes.
Oh, for sure. But it demands meticulously mapping the real-life, often very circuitous, paths buyers actually take, unifying those disparate data sources, and ensuring a single, consistent message resonates across every single touchpoint, regardless of the channel.
So consistency is key. How can you listening move beyond just talking about omnichannel to actually delivering a truly seamless buyer experience? What are the practical steps?
You have to go beyond your internal assumptions. Actively interview customers about their actual buying experiences. Shadow their journeys, even virtually if you have to.
See it through their eyes.
Exactly. And leverage advanced customer journey analytics tools to pinpoint those specific friction points you might otherwise miss. And don't just fix the easy stuff. Prioritize actions based on their potential revenue impact.
Focus on the money leaks.
Pretty much. This isn't just about smooth sailing. It's about preventing that pipeline erosion by truly understanding where your buyers get stuck or confused.
Okay, speaking of analytics and data, you mentioned unifying data sources. With B2B marketers wrangling an average of, 18 different data sources?
18. Yeah, it's a lot.
The true competitive edge isn't just accumulating more information, right? It's about how skillfully we interpret and, more importantly, act on it. We're tracking everything from website engagement, conversions, traffic, email engagement.
It's an interesting puzzle, isn't it?
Because
while a vast majority, 82%, of marketers feel they have the data to communicate impact up to the C-suite,
they feel confident presenting it.
Right. But only a quarter, just 26%, believe those data insights significantly boost their actual marketing ROI.
That's a big gap. Data rich, insight poor.
Kind of feels like it sometimes. The gap between having information and actually harnessing it for tangible results is still pretty wide.
Yeah.
And persistent challenges like data integration. Remember, only 1 in 4 marketers report full integration.
Still a major issue.
Yeah. And data quality issues. Only about 65% report high quality data. These things further complicate the picture. We absolutely must prioritize clean, unified data streams and aggressively sharpen our analytical acumen.
So how do we transform data from just a mountain of numbers into a true driver of MOFU growth? How do we bridge that ROI gap?
You need to move beyond just passive dashboard monitoring. Implement regular, rigorous data audits. Make sure that the data is accurate, consistent.
Well, data hygiene.
Exactly. Invest in advanced integration platforms that can actually centralize and standardize those 18 disparate sources into a single, reliable view.
One source of truth.
That's the goal. And crucially, equip your team with robust data literacy training. This isn't just for the analysts.
Everyone needs it.
Yes, so every team member can translate insights into actionable strategy rather than just generating more reports to sit on a shelf. You want to empower decision-making at every level based on solid data.
Empowering decisions.
Okay.
Now, with all these evolving strategies and data challenges, it's clear there are some persistent obstacles for B2B mid-funnel marketers. What are the big ones?
Well, measurement hurdles are still huge. Nearly half, 47%, struggle to accurately measure content results.
Still, after all these years.
Still. And content alignment with the buyer's journey also remains a significant hurdle for 45%, getting the right content to the right person at the right time.
That sounds fundamental.
It is. And here's a concerning trend you mentioned. Fewer marketers, only 26%, feel they have the right technology to manage content effectively compared to 31% last year.
So satisfaction with tech is going down.
It seems so. Which suggests that tech stack expectations are rapidly outstripping actual adoption, or maybe the usability of the tech itself.
Interesting. What else?
Well, resource limitations are always there. 58% cite lack of budget, bandwidth, or skill sets.
The usual suspects.
Yep. Internal misalignment, sales, and marketing still plays 45% of teams. Keeping up with tech, like AI, is tough for 34%. And about a quarter just lack a well-defined strategy to begin with.
That's a lot of obstacles.
It is. But what's really telling here is how interconnected these challenges are. But there is a glimmer of good news.
Oh, good. Tell me.
The proportion of marketers struggling to create the right content for their audience actually dropped significantly from 57% down to 40% over the past year.
Okay, so we're getting better at understanding the audience.
It seems like it. Smarter targeting and buyer research are probably making an impact there. But yeah, it's still a complex web of challenges.
So given this web, how do we actively dismantle these persistent obstacles? How do we break down those silos, especially between sales and marketing?
The answer really lies in relentless cross-functional collaboration.
Yeah.
Easier said than done. I know.
Always.
But you need to establish regular, structured syncs between sales and marketing. Focus on shared mid-funnel KPIs, not just separate vanity metrics.
Shared goals.
Right. Empower both teams with unified dashboards that track performance throughout the entire buyer's journey, not just their little piece. Foster transparency and share accountability.
Everyone sees the same picture.
Exactly. And critically, adopt a cohesive B2B website strategy. Your website should serve as that central hub, ensuring every content piece, every interaction point is aligned and contributes to a singular guided experience, not just a collection of random pages.
A guided journey. Okay. Yeah. This brings us to a fascinating point about where B2B content marketing generally stands on the maturity curve.
Yeah, this is revealing.
Despite growing budgets and awareness, it seems most B2B organizations are still stuck in the early or maybe intermediate stages. Only a tiny fraction, like 9%, have a fully sophisticated program.
9%. It's tiny.
While the rest are spread across mature, 25%, adolescent, 31%, young, 25%, and even brand new, 9%. So most are still figuring it out.
And this actually presents a huge strategic opportunity, doesn't it?
How so?
It means there's a real opening for forward-thinking marketers to truly leapfrog the competition. By prioritizing genuine cross-team collaboration, leveraging advanced analytics to really understand impact, and implementing scalable practices, organizations can dramatically accelerate their MOFU maturity.
So the field is open.
Very much so. It's not necessarily about being first to adopt every new tactic, but maybe first to master the integration of the strategy behind it.
So how can you, listening, effectively push your organization up that MOFU maturity curve? How do you get out of that adolescent stage rather than just chasing shiny new tactics?
You have to ground your MOFU campaigns in a unified content strategy, one built explicitly around measurable business objectives, not just content production quotas.
Business outcomes, not just output.
Exactly. This means revisiting your processes, actively involving key stakeholders outside of marketing, get sales involved, product development, customer success.
Break down those walls.
Yes. And critically, track the metrics that actually matter for mid-funnel progression. Things like lead qualification rates, engagement with specific educational content, sales cycle velocity, influence revenue. Focus on strategic impact, not just activity metrics.
Right, metrics that connect to the bottom line. Okay, let's talk about the new realities of the actual B2B purchase cycle itself.
Uh-huh. It's definitely changed.
The days of straightforward transactions seem truly gone. Selling to businesses now involves navigating way more internal reviews, shifting priorities, increasingly tighter budget approvals.
Or hoops to jump through.
Definitely. Our sources tell us over 40% of B2B buyers are conducting much more detailed ROI analysis now.
Scrutiny is up.
A third are experiencing budget freezes, and about a quarter report more people involved in the decision-making process. That's a lot of moving parts and potential roadblocks.
It really demands a fundamental shift in the marketer's role, I think.
Right.
We need to become strategic partners, not just information providers.
Well, more consultative.
Exactly. This means anticipating potential slowdowns, proactively equipping your internal champions on the buyer side with robust ROI calculators, battle-tested success stories from peers.
Help them sell it internally.
Precisely. And building personalized experiences that resonate across all the various roles within that increasingly complex buying committee. Proactively addressing objections and facilitating cross-departmental buy-in can shave critical days, maybe even weeks, from the sales cycle.
So beyond just providing information, how can you listening genuinely become that indispensable strategic partner for your buyers, especially in that crucial mid-funnel stage?
You need to focus on empowering your champion. Help them build their internal business case.
Make them look good.
Basically, yes. Offer mid-funnel content that goes way beyond just features and benefits. Think bespoke ROI models that demonstrate clear financial gains for them. Peer success stories tailored to their specific industry challenges. Maybe even interactive workshops that help them navigate those tricky internal political landscapes.
That's practical.
Very practical. By empowering buyers to advocate effectively internally, you're not just easing their path to purchase, you're becoming an integral part of their success story. Building real partnership.
Okay. So after all this, after navigating AI, content, omnichannel, data, maturity, the complex buying cycle, what's the undeniable bottom line impact of truly effective MOFU strategies? Let's bring it home.
Well, the numbers are pretty compelling when you look at them. Companies that effectively use content marketing can see up to like 400% growth in lead generation.
400%?
Yeah, making it vastly more effective, three times more effective than many traditional methods. And specifically in the B2B world, organic search often drives twice as much revenue compared to other channels.
SEO is huge for B2B.
Massive. Over half, 57% of marketers report SEO generates more leads than any other initiative for them.
Okay, so content and SEO are powerful engines.
Hugely powerful. But here's the truly astonishing insight, the kicker.
Lay it on me.
Despite these proven staggering benefits we just talked about, only a tiny fraction of marketers, just 22%, currently run MOFU-specific campaigns.
Only 22%.
22%. Even though other data suggests these very campaigns are responsible for driving nearly half of the entire sales pipeline.
Wow. So there's a massive disconnect between impact and focus.
A massive disconnect. Mm. If we connect this to the bigger picture, it means the mid-funnel is not some optional phase you can kind of gloss over. Mm. It's a critical, often seriously underutilized driver of lead nurturing, pipeline quality, and ultimately revenue growth. The untapped potential here is just immense. It's like a gold mine waiting to be fully explored by most companies.
What an incredible deep dive that was. We've really unpacked the exciting evolution and also the critical challenges in B2B mid-funnel campaigns heading into 2025. Mm-hmm. We've seen how AI is rapidly shifting from just experimentation to absolute necessity, while simultaneously presenting that really intriguing differentiation dilemma.
That balance is key.
Yeah, the key, as we've discussed, is finding that delicate balance between harnessing automation's power and infusing it with authentic human creativity and that distinctive brand voice.
Can't lose the human touch.
Exactly. We also explored the massive, often underutilized potential in maximizing things like advanced email automation and strategically tapping into LinkedIn's growing mid-funnel influence.
Lots of opportunity there.
And let's not forget the critical work of aggressively bridging those omni-channel gaps and becoming true masters of our data, transforming it from just information into actionable intelligence. It really feels like it's about being strategic, relentlessly adaptable, and laser-focused on every twist and turn of that buyer's journey.
Absolutely. I think the really compelling takeaway here is that mastering these evolving MOFU strategies isn't merely about, you know, keeping pace with the latest trend. It's about proactively building truly resilient, high-performing marketing engines.
Resilient engines. I like this.
Yeah. These are the engines that will not only help you outmaneuver the competition and the noise, but also drive meaningful, predictable revenue growth in what's clearly an increasingly complex and crowded world. It's really about turning every single insight we discussed into a strategic advantage that delivers tangible impact. That's the goal.
A powerful final thought. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.
This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.